Good morning. This is Dr. Keith Leonard with Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Welcome to another Thursday session. The first one of these that I did was on dog vaccination, and I realized the other day that, you know what, nobody was listening to that one probably, so I think I'm going to do dog vaccination again, because I get questions about it all the time. First thing to tell you is that all dogs need vaccinated. There is not a dog group in this world that does not need to be vaccinated. So vaccination is very, very important. The things that we vaccinate dogs for primarily are distemper, hepatitis. Yes, there's a viral hepatitis in dogs. Parainfluenza, that's an upper respiratory disease. We're all familiar with parvovirus, the old bloody diarrhea. Then there's one called coronavirus that I use in my office. And I use coronavirus along with parvovirus because if you have coronavirus alone, probably gives your dog diarrhea for a day or two. But if you have it with parvovirus, it makes the parvovirus much worse. So we vaccinate for that as well. The last thing that we vaccinate for is lepto. And what lepto we use, it depends on the dog and his lifestyle. We may talk about that a little bit later here. Puppy protocol. What do we do with puppies? Puppies get vaccinated in our office at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, and 14 weeks. We do that because we don't know when mother's immunity leaves and when they can actually develop their own immunity. You do the same thing with your children. It's the same idea. 6 weeks, 10 weeks, and 14 weeks is what we use in puppies. Then along about 16 weeks or so, we vaccinate for rabies. If you buy a puppy and the owner or the person that sells it to you says, oh, it's had all its puppy shots, I would like to have you get that verified. Bring me the labels off the bottles. That's the best thing. All the vaccines on the market have tear-off labels. All they have to do is tear it off and stick it on a 3x5 card and hand it to you. And put the date down when it was done. Also, if they dewormed their dog, please find out what they used. Good breeders will tell you exactly what they did. Breeders that are questionable, oh, I just gave them some shots. They'll be okay. Don't ever believe that. And when you get a puppy, it's normally 6 to 8 weeks old. Well, if we vaccinate them at 6, 10, and 14 weeks, guess what? They haven't had all their vaccines. So you need to come to your veterinarian and find out. Right now, we recommend yearly boosters on all of our vaccinations. Now, if you get on the internet, you're going to find a whole bunch of information about you don't need to do this, you don't need to do that yearly. Well, I've been in this business for 42 years now, and you know what? We don't have any distemper in our area to speak of, and we have very little parvo, fortunately, on the dogs that we vaccinate every year. But in fact, lepto probably should be given twice a year. When someone tells you that you don't have to vaccinate every year, please talk to your veterinarian and see what he has to say about it. Kennel cough. Kennel cough is one of those strange diseases. It is actually a combination of a virus and a bacteria. The bacteria is Bordetella bronchoseptica. My personal opinion in Bordetella vaccine is that it's not a very good vaccination. We have one that goes internasally, we have one that goes in the nose, we now have one that you can give orally. My opinion is probably none of them work particularly well. Besides the fact, it's a bacteria. So if your dog gets kennel cough, the only thing you can treat is the bacteria, and we already vaccinate for some of the viruses that help you out. I'm not sure Bordetella vaccine is something that you need. However, if you go to some boarding kennels and to some shows and things like that, Bordetella is required. And just know the regulations, and then we do have some available if you want it. In our office, we do not require it to board with us. Rabies in dogs. Remember that rabies in Iowa is a law. It's not a rule, it's a law. One of the things that's changed is the interpretation of that law has changed. If you go past your due date, and that's in the lower left-hand corner of your rabies certificate, and I'm sure you all know exactly where those are, it says expires on such a date. If you get in after that date, the state of Iowa assumes that your dog has never had rabies and they have to start all over with a one-year vaccine. If you get in before that date, it's good for 3 years in the state of Iowa. One of the things that you cannot buy on your for your, or give yourself is rabies. Only a veterinarian can give rabies in the state of Iowa by law. One of the things, if you decide to purchase some vaccine like on the internet, there's some things that you need to think about. Consider the company that manufactures it. Is it some fly-by-night outfit, or is it a major company? Was that vaccine shipped and kept cold all the way through transit, whether it went to the store or whether it came to your house? And you always have to read the directions and do exactly what it says. If it says give it in the muscle, give it in the muscle. If you give it under the skin, give it under the skin. If it says on the hip, give it in the hip. If it says in the side, give it in the side. Follow the rules as best you can. And always, always, if you have any questions, give us a call at the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 243-2121. This is Dr. Leonard. Until next week.